Yes, sir. Don't believe anything you hear on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Believe everything you hear on Sinner's Crossroads. The Sons of Jehovah singing right there. Our Troubles of Today. Man, from 1961, recorded in 1961, probably released early 62. Out of Memphis, Tennessee, the Sons of Jehovah. They had a show on WDIA as well for years and years. Right before that, we heard the Spiritual Heirs, one of the many groups that recorded, many groups that recorded under the moniker of Spiritual Heirs in the 60s and 70s, a female ensemble. The world is getting farther away from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a theme. Here on Sinner's Crossroads. On WFMU. We're just getting started. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in. Hang in there with us. You'll be glad you did. Moved into a new house last summer and I've only vacuumed it once. Need to clean it up. And I might play the Friendly Seven of Cleveland, Ohio. Clean up your house. Of course, they're speaking metaphorically on their gospel number. The Friendly Seven in Cleveland, Ohio, they're going to start the first set of beautiful gospel music right here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Children, times are wasting. All day long, the angels watching over me. banks I stand there to cash my wishful line. Unto Canaan Fair, that happy land is where my possession lies. But let me tell you now, it's all night, it's all day, yeah. The angel watching over me, my Lord. It's all night, it's all day long. Angel watching over me. Well, a church to keep I have. I got a God to glorify. Well, every dying soul to save, and they be there for the sky. But let me tell you now, it's all night, all day. Hallelujah, the angel watching over me, my Lord. It's all night, it's all day long, the angel watching over me.
My soul. The name of the song right there. The spiritual echoes of Charleston, South Carolina on the Shermar record label. Spiritual echoes. Ending that set there. Here on Tenor's Crossroads. WFMU. The spiritual echoes. Friendly 7 of Cleveland, Ohio. On the Paxters record label around 1965. They later recorded, I think, a whole LP for Bodie. I'm going to go with Bodie in Cleveland there. Clean up your house. Clean up your house. That's what they were singing about. We heard from the Mighty Gospel Kings of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Guide Me, Oh Great Jehovah. Sort of an adaptation of one of the, what is that from? Guide Me, Oh Great Jehovah. That's one of those English hymn makers. I should know. I don't. On the Golgotha record label, Mighty Gospel Kings. That's a great gospel record nonetheless. We heard an early record from the Evangelist Singers of Detroit when they were known as the Detroiters on the Staff record label, one of the 278s that they recorded there in late 49, released in early 1950. Seek and You Shall Find. If you listen real hard, hopefully you heard a bit of that sort of twangy guitar in there, also with some background noise. Lots of immediate World War II post-war 78 sound horrible because of shellac shortage. So in 1950, that should have been better. But we're glad we have that record. Yes. And also in Detroit, Brother Will Harrison, some consistently in the 1960s, some of the few commercial, socially conscious gospel records. Very few. From the vernacular. And they were producing vernaculars on the assembly line out the wazoo in Detroit at that time. Very few on social topics. But Brother Will Harrison sang about the Montgomery bus boycott and Martin Luther King. But this is the Montgomery bus, the flip of the Montgomery bus record, Angels Watching Over Me, on the Knowles record label from 1965. We heard from the Swanee Quintet and the New Walk, one of my favorite Swanee Quintet records from 1962 on the Nashboro record label. And we ended the set there, as we said earlier, with the spiritual echoes of Charleston, South Carolina. At one time, the largest city in the U.S., Charleston. You're tuned to Center's Crossroads, gospel broadcast here on WFMU. My name's Kevin Nutt. Send any inquiries our way via email, electronic mail, to center@wfmu.org. center@wfmu.org. And we'll get right back to you when we make a call, a request at this time, a reminder that you can go to wfmu.org, the playlist and comments page, click on that, and you can fellowship with the denizens, the congregation of the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, collectively known as the Gospel Knuckleheads. Center! WFMU.org. That's what's going on there. The famous Blue Jay singers of Birmingham, Alabama, have been waiting patiently to start this next set. Been waiting since 1950, really. And they will open their mouth to the Lord and sing about it here on Center's Crossroads, WFMU.
I'm going to open my mouth to the Lord, or turn back, or I will go, though I shall go, just to see what the end is going to be. I'm going to open my mouth to the Lord, or turn back, or I will go, though I shall go, just to see what the end is going to be.
All right, no. World all around the sun.
Don't see what the end is going to be.
No one sees Jesus but the righteous one.
Don't see what the end is going to be.
We go to mud,
I'm going to open my mouth to the Lord. Oh, turn back.
Oh, the will go.
Yes, I
shall go, just to see what the end is gonna be.
Some come crippled and some come lame.
Oh, see what the end is gonna be.
Down comes some walking in Jesus' name.
Oh, see what the end is gonna be.
We go to my
I'm gonna open my mouth to the Lord. What turn back and what I will go.
Yes,
I shall go.
Just
to see what the end is gonna be.
I promised my Lord I'd be a good boy.
See what the end is gonna be.
Lord, if you free my soul, I'd shout for joy.
See what the end is gonna be.
Break hold on, Lord,
I'm gonna open my mouth till the Lord. Water, back, Lord, I will go.
Yes,
Lord,
I shall go.
Now just to see what the end is gonna be.
Oh, I'm gonna open my mouth till the Lord.
Trial being held at the judgment hall. Too many prosecutors began to call as witness against this man Jesus. Too many first witness that he called was a lawyer. The lawyer says, I know the man. I met him when he was around 12 years old. And this man was asking questions that no man could answer. Yeah, Lord. And the next witness he called was a doctor. This doctor says, I remember the man. The man healed a patient of mine that had been sick so long. All the man did was told the man to bathe himself down yonder in the pool of Siloam. And tell me the next witness he called was a grocer man. The grocer man says, I remember the man. Wow! Fed a multitude of peoples with two little fishes. Wow! Wait a minute. Tell me to begin to look around and say, we got to do something with this man. Now I believe we got to crucify him, and they put his cross on his shoulder and sent him up the hills of Calvary. And somebody looked around and said, look at yonder.
Look at the man.
Yeah.
He was here.
Do you believe me now?
Yes. He was here.
The cross on his shoulder this evening.
Till my day.
Current fave record of mine, I've been playing that a lot around the house there, God Is All Right, The Songs of Love of Martinez, Georgia, and just got that record relatively recently on the GTG record label. Don't hear a female lead on a quartet sounding record very much. In fact, that's a really only one 70s gospel that I can think of. There must be others. The Songs of Love of Martinez, Georgia, God Is All Right, that's a good one. 5 minutes and 10 seconds packed on a 45 RPM side. The famous Blue Jay Singers of Birmingham, Alabama started to sit there, recording for Decca, 1950, the great Charles Bridges from the Birmingham Jubilee Singers in the 1920s and 30s, singing with the Blue Jay Singers at the invitation of Silas Steele, who by that time had left the Blue Jay Singers and joined the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, Open My Mouth to the Lord on the Decca record label. Decca 45, early 45. Yeah. We hear from the Cross Jordan Singers and Trial of Jesus. What Has That Man Done Wrong? On the Revelation record label around 1960 or 1961. We hear from the Sensational Jubineer. That's what it says on the label. And as you know, here at Sinner's Crossroads, we practice label inerrancy. That's what it says. No historicizing. No. Sensational Jubineer, N-E-E-R. Gospel Singers, I'm Going to Pray, on the BRC record label, although it says at the top Sensational Jubineer, so not sure what that is. Doesn't matter. Andrew Rowe and the Crusaders of Washington participating on a multi-artist gospel recording company LP that came out probably about 1964 with Bill Moss and the Celestials and the Crusaders, Andrew Rowe and the Crusaders of Washington. I've got him. That's what they were singing. I Thank You, Lord, is the name of the LP. New Sound and Gospel, says the cover. Bill Moss, Andrew Rowe, and the Buffalo Youth Choir helping out the Crusaders on side two. You ain't gonna see that record anywhere, probably. The Songs of Love of Martinez, Georgia, ended that set for us. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in this evening here on Sinner's Crossroads. Thank you so much. Glad to hear from you. Stay tuned to WFMU. If you take one thing away from this program, it's that. Stay tuned to WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, and we'll see you next week.
After a while, it will all be over every day. It'll be the same thing. I'm going home. One of these mornings, I'm gonna ride the gospel. been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope at 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next is Therese. So please stay tuned to WFMU.
When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Down on it, when the teenage car gets the cop down on it, that time is here for one more year, and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day, because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. And they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, 'cause she's on the swings, you know. And you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you. For all this time, how come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. You'll throw away everything for it. You'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you,
summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you,
summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
Diane, 5 p.m., deep in the woods near the Pearl Lakes. The log lady directed us to a cabin further up the ridge from hers, owned by Jacques Renault, where we found the bird Waldo. Several bloodstains that I assume this time will be a match to Laura Palmer, a camera used in producing the photographs of the girls found in Flesh World magazine, a broken poker chip from One-Eyed Jack's, and finally a ball of Finley's fine twine that should match the fibers found in her wrists. We've put out an APB. At this time, Jacques is still at large, as is Leo Johnson. Diane, it's Agent Cooper here, a believer in facts.
Sun comes down when the season comes around. There will be no end in sight.